This is Radio Nepal. I'm Deependra Silwal with the news top stories of our first. Parliamentary committee directs government to publish new political map incorporating encroached Nepali territories. House of Representatives meeting is scheduled for tomorrow, put off until 12 January 2020. Visit Nepalia 2020 to be officially inaugurated tomorrow. An Australian government sending military aircraft and vessels to help emergency services in fire-ravaged states. Now news in detail. The Parliamentary Committee for the Implementation, Monitoring and Evaluation of the Directive Principles, Policies and Responsibilities of the State has directed the government to issue a new political map of the country incorporating the encroached territories including Limpiadhura. The meeting of the committee held in Singhadrabad today directed the government to issue a new map of the country in coordination among Home Minister, Foreign Affairs Minister, Land Management Minister and Forest Minister among others, including Limpiadhura and other encroached territories. The committee also directed the government to bring the new map in practice in government offices and educational institutions. Likewise, the government has directed to add a border security post near encroached territory, appointing Nepal Army and Armed Police Force. The directive also asked the government to construct the post that can be used all seasons. The committee also asked the government to provide special facilities in education, health and road constructions to the people in the encroached area. Taking part in the discussion in the committee today, Home Minister Ram Bahadur Thapa said the government has already forwarded the plan of adding 112 security posts at various border points. Likewise, Foreign Affairs Minister Pradeep Kumar Gyawali said the government is clear that Limpiadhura belongs to Nepal and Indian side has been informed about the government's position. He further said the problem will be sorted out through diplomatic channels soon. Minister Gyawali also said India is ready to solve the border dispute through dialogue. Similarly, Land Management, Cooperative and Poverty Alleviation Minister Padma Kumari Arial said the government will issue the political map of the country including Limpiadhura and other encroached territories at an appropriate time after addressing the problems diplomatically. Also speaking in the committee, Forest Minister Shakti Bahadur Basnet said the ministry has been playing positive role on the matter of national priorities. A meeting of the House of Representatives called for tomorrow has been postponed by issuing a notice. A notice issued by the Federal Parliament Secretariat states that the meeting called for tomorrow has been postponed due to a special reason. The next meeting of the Parliament has been called for January 12, 2020. Gregorian calendar's New Year 2020 is to begin from coming midnight. Coinciding the New Year of globally popular calendar, Visit Nepal Year 2020 is to kick off officially from tomorrow. President Vidyadevi Bhandari will be inaugurating the Visit Nepal Year 2020 at 4 PM tomorrow amidst a special ceremony to be held at the Dasarath Stadium. The inauguration will also take place simultaneously in all 7 states of the country. The inauguration in Kathmandu will also be transmitted in the state media. The Prime Minister, the Chief Justice, ministers, senior political party leaders, head of diplomatic missions in Kathmandu, members of parliament and other dignitaries are settled to attend the inaugural session. Tourism ministers from neighbouring India and China and also from Myanmar are arriving for the event. High-ranking officials from 19 different countries are taking part in the inauguration. Furthermore, 50 media persons representing different foreign news agencies and media outlets will be reporting about the event across the globe. Some 12,000 people have been invited to attend the inauguration ceremony. Visit Nepal Air Secretariat Coordinator Suraj Baidya said all preparations for the inaugural ceremony has been completed. The Visit Nepal Air 2020 is being marked with the aim of bringing in 2 million tourists to the country. Minister for Communications and Information Technology Gokul Prasad Baskuta has said the country is heading towards the path of prosperity. Speaking at a press meet organized by Press Organization Nepal Kanchanpur chapter in Mahendranagar today, Minister Baskuta expressed his belief that the motto of the government, Prosperous Nepal and Happy Nepalese, will be materialized soon. On a different note, the communications minister said Nepal-India border issue will be addressed through the bilateral talks. Meanwhile, responding to the queries of the media person, he clarified that other political parties will not get the post of House Speaker at the present context. This news comes to you from Radio Nepal. Now it's time for a short break.
ल्यान्डलाइन फोनमा समस्या छ
1498 मा फोन गर्नुस्
समस्या पोस्टपेनमा नि आयो
1498 मै फोन गर्नुस्
ओहो समझे प्रीपेड को पुक नम्बर पनि चाहिए थियो
त्यसको लागि पनि 1498 मै फोन गर्नुस्
नेपाल टेलिकम को GSM CDMA मोबाइल तथा ल्यान्डलाइन मा कुनै पनि समस्या आएमा जे जे सोध्न मन छ 1498 मा फोन गरेर सोध्नुहोस् यो नम्बर मा फोन गर्दा पैसा लाग्दैन
नेपाल टेलिकम राष्ट्रको संचार.
Welcome back. Now the remaining news. The Election Commission has set up offices of the election officers in all 7 provinces for the election of upcoming National Assembly. Election Commission spokesperson Rajkumar Shrestha said the Commission has set up election officers' office in Biratnagar of Province No. 1, Janakpur of Province No. 2, Lalitpur of Province No. 3, Pokhara of Gandaki Province, Dang of Province No. 5, Surkhet of Karnali Province and Doti of Far West Province. For the National Assembly election, the Commission has appointed district judges for the concerned districts as the election officers. A meeting of the Central Working Committee of the main opposition party Nepali Congress is taking place at the party's central office Sanipa on January 2nd. The party urged all the Central Working Committee office bearers, Central Committee members and invited Central Committee members for their presence in the meeting. Meanwhile, the Nepali Congress Parliamentary Party office has expressed serious concern over the non-payment to the sugarcane farmers for their products. Issuing a press release today, the Parliamentary Party Office of the Nepali Congress has urged the government and other stakeholders concerned to be serious to address the problems faced by the sugarcane farmers. The Ministry of Forest and Environment has started collecting geographical data and information at a massive scale to promote production of medical herbs. The ministry plans to identify areas having potential for herb production and declare them and build as pocket areas for commercial cultivation of the herbs. According to Minister for Forest and Environment Shakti Bahadur Basnet, Forest for Prosperity campaign is to kick off immediately for the development of forest enterprises. Minister Basnet said under the drive of commercial herb for production, $250 million program will be mobilized as subsidies to farmers and cooperatives. Senior leader of the Nepal Communist Party, Madhav Kumar Nepal, has said problems have surfaced in the party organization due to party's failure to strictly implement the statute and the rules. Speaking at a program organized by Nepal Communist Party Hetauda Sub-Metropolitan City Committee in Hetauda today, leader Nepal said that all should be serious to complete the remaining tasks of the party unification. He further said that prosperity should be brought by implementing Marxism that best suits Nepal. The students of Apex Life School at Chavo Hill in Kathmandu have provided financial assistance worth 101,005 rupees, saving from their daily tiffin expenses to Kirtipur-based National Innovation Center. The amount was handed over to the executive director of the center, Subhas Nirola, and chairperson Mahabir Pun, amidst a program held at the school today. This news comes to you from Read Nepal now on some international updates. Australian government is preparing to send military aircraft and vessels to help emergency services in the fire-ravaged states of New South Wales and Victoria. Thousands of people fled to beaches in the southeastern state today as emergency-level fires spread. In Malakuta, Victoria, about 4,000 people sought shelter on the coast. Two more people have been confirmed dead in New South Wales, bringing the fire-linked death toll to 12. Authorities say four people are missing in Victoria and another one in New South Wales. Protesters angered by the recent deadly US airstrikes targeting an Iran-backed Iraqi militia have attacked the US embassy compound in Baghdad. US troops fired tear gas to disperse a crowd that breached the outer wall of the compound. One of the guard tower was also apparently set alight. At least 25 fighters were killed when the US bombed the bases associated with Hezbollah in Iraq and Syria on Sunday. The US blamed the militia for a rocket attack on an Iraqi military base in Kirkuk on Friday that killed an American civilian contractor. Iraqi Prime Minister Abdul Mahdi said the airstrike had violated his country's sovereignty and would force it to review its relations with the US. Now, general weather forecast for the country for tonight. According to the Meteorological Forecasting Division, the weather will be partly to generally cloudy throughout the country. There are also chances of light snowfall at one or two places of the high mountainous region. We have almost come to the end of the news from Read Nepal for this hour. Before wrap up, let's have a reminder of the headlines once more. Parliamentary committee directs government to publish new political map incorporating encroached Nepali territories. House of Representatives meeting settled for tomorrow put off until 12th January 2020. Visit Nepal Year 2020 to be officially inaugurated tomorrow, and Australian government sending military aircraft and vessels to help emergency services in fire-ravaged states. That's the end of the news from Read Nepal for this hour. Please also log on to our website www.onlinereadnepal.gov.np for more news and online programs. Our next English bulletin is at 8 a.m. tomorrow. Stay tuned and have a good night.
A special weather bulletin for mountaineering expedition teams.
Welcome to the special weather bulletin. General weather. It will be generally cloudy with chances of light snowfall in all three regions of the country. Now in direction, wind speed and temperatures in the western region at different altitudes. At 3,000 meters, 200 degrees 20 knots and minus 1 degree Celsius. At 5,500 meters, 220 degrees 35 knots and minus 21 degree Celsius. At 7,000 meters, 240 degrees 50 knots and minus 32 degrees Celsius. At 9,000 meters, 250 degrees 50 knots and minus 48 degrees Celsius. Likewise, wind direction, wind speed and temperatures in the central region at different altitudes. At 3,000 meters, 220 degrees, 20 knots and 2 degrees Celsius. At 5,500 meters, 210 degrees, 30 knots and minus 17 degrees Celsius. At 7,000 meters, 230 degrees, 40 knots and minus 31 degrees Celsius. At 9,000 meters, 240 degrees, 60 knots and minus 47 degrees Celsius. Similarly, wind direction, wind speed and temperatures in the eastern region at different altitudes. At 3,000 meters, 150 degrees, 10 knots and 2 degrees Celsius. At 5,500 meters, 200 degrees, 15 knots and minus 18 degrees Celsius. At 7,000 meters, 220 degrees, 50 knots and minus 28 degrees Celsius. At 9,000 meters, 240 degrees, 60 knots and minus 46 degrees Celsius. That's the end of the special weather bulletin from Radio Nepal.